me if I'm wrong.
I think a lot of it's got to do with the board thinking somebody would not be a liability at the convention also. We censored a board member once before for making derogatory remarks at a convention. And I won't go into detail of what it was, but after that, and we have been kind of careful about who we send to the convention.
So, Mr. Gay, I'm assuming you're thinking that my colleague, Freddie Phillips, would have made derogatory remarks that it would somehow embarrass you.
I'm going to bring something up here that's been told, and he can deny it or whatever. Mr. Phillips, have you ever filed a report with the Baton Rouge Police Department that somebody hypnotized you and had you draw $7,000 out of your church's account and give it to them?
No.
You didn't say that the man must have hypnotized him?
No.
How do we know you're not hypnotized now? How do we know if you don't go to that convention that you might not do something that would be an embarrassment to the state? That you didn't go and file a deal with the authorities saying that somebody hypnotized you?
Report, Mr. Gay, that you allegedly, that I filed, and get the details.
I read it.
Okay.
And it says that Freddie Phillips said the man must have hypnotized.
No, I did not.
Well, then the police department's lying there.
That is
my reason that I don't want you to go to court.
If that was the case, and you said my church's account, see, so if you got the report, right there, the records are stated that he just said that I took money from the church's account, it was hypnotized, and so he needs to prove that report because of the alleged psychological abilities of this board member. So I'm asking that Mr. Gates provide that information to the board so that we
can. Case number 3276-08.
No, that's not good enough, the report. So we can verify whether or not.
You're saying you didn't use the word hypnotize.
Well, he needs to.